Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So the TSA, they've been audited again, and I guess this happens periodically. And we've reported to you some of the statistics before. They've varied between, 70% and 90%?
They must get as high as 60 or 50% catching the bombs now and then.
No. This is 70 or 90% that they don't catch.
Yeah.
Right. They don't catch 70 to 90%
if I just stated
of the bombs.
That, pardon me.
I want to make sure I'm crystal clear here. Washington, according
to... about 75% of the guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on.
And they are not improving. According to USA Today, security screeners at two of the nation's busiest airports failed to find fake bombs hidden on undercover agents posing as passengers in more than 60% of tests last year, according to a classified...
I wish I had that job. The job of trying to sneak by fake bombs past the TSA.
According to a classified report obtained by USA Today, screeners at L.A. International Airport missed about 75% of simulated explosives and bomb parts that the TSA testers hid under their clothes or in carry-on bags at checkpoints, say the TSA. At Chicago O'Hare International Airport, screeners missed about 60% of hidden bomb materials that were packed in everyday carry-ons, including toiletry kits, briefcases, and CD players. San Francisco.
I hope that's not including, like, water and hair gel that is in a container larger than 3 ounces.
I don't know. Anyway, San Francisco. Now, here's an interesting comparison. San Francisco mm-hmm. International Airport screeners who work for a private company instead of the TSA, and I would like to know how they get away with that, because I thought there was a federal mandate that the TSA do all security screening.
Not exactly.
Is it
sure.
a private airport? Is San Francisco International partially privatized?
Sounds really unlikely.
Seems unlikely. I'd like to know more about that if you live in San Fran and know something about that. Anyway, the private company. Now, we've said things like this on the air before, and people have gotten upset. Some people believe that government works. Some people believe that government is good at doing what it tries to do. And we try to tell you that the marketplace can do everything better than the government can. And we've got the evidence to back it up. Here's another piece for you. The private screeners missed 20% of the bombs.
Yeah, and that's just that one test. The private screeners are consistently tested far more often than the TSA is, and they come out about that every time.
And that's not a statistical insignificance. That's 20%
still
compared to 60%.
Goes to show how silly the regulations are, because if you're running a terrorist organization and you want to blow up an airplane because you're never going to get in the cockpit of an airplane and fly mm-hmm. it into a building again in the United States because the passengers simply won't allow that to
right,
happen.
You just have to take it
but
out
if you
sky.
Want to blow up the airplane, that only means that you need 5 terrorists on 5 different airplanes in 5 different airports, and you'll get through. One time.
Odds are good. The report looks only at those 3 airports, using them as case studies to understand how well the rest of the U.S. screening system is working to stop terrorists from carrying bombs through checkpoints. The failure rates at Los Angeles and Chicago stunned security experts.
I don't know why they're stunned. That's how the TSA comes out every single time.
Well, the security experts they're talking about
are
the government.
Caught.
No. They're the government security experts.
But they've got to be...
they have to act
they're stunned by the 20%.
No. They're stunned by the failure rates.
They shouldn't be stunned because
rate.
It happens all the time.
Right, but they have to act like they're stunned, and then this is outrageous. We need to really crack down. In fact, Clark Kent Irvin, the Homeland Security Department's former inspector general, said that's a huge cause for concern.
Mm-hmm.
Says the screeners' inability to find bombs could encourage terrorists to try to bring them on airplanes, Irvin said, and points to the need for more screener training and more powerful checkpoint scanning machines.
Yes, money.
In the past year, the TSA has adopted a more aggressive approach in its attempt to keep screeners attentive. The agency runs covert tests every day at every U.S. airport. According to their spokesbureaucrat, screeners who miss detonators, timers, batteries, and blocks that resemble plastic explosives get remedial training. Mm. The failure rates at L.A. and Chicago are somewhat misleading, say the TSA, because they don't reflect screeners' improved ability to find bombs.
Right, they used to miss 90%.
TSA chief Kipaoli responding to, and it wasn't always 90, it varied.
That was a joke.
TSA chief Kipaoli.
They did, however, miss 90% at Denver's airport a few months ago.
Responding to previous reports about screeners missing hidden weapons, told a hearing Tuesday in the House that high failure rates stem from increasingly difficult covert tests that require screeners to find bomb parts the size of a pen cap. He says, we've moved from testing of completely assembled bombs to small component parts, he said.
Why? Because the TSA was doing so well with the whole bombs?
No, so they can make an excuse now, Mark.
See, oh, I see.
Before, it was a whole bomb.
It's just a pin cap.
Right. It was easier for them to make the excuse. So they couldn't make an excuse then because there was a whole bomb. How can you make an excuse for that?
How did you miss this Colt 44 right. Magnum Anaconda?
Terrorist spray. And as you pointed out, Mark, this is typical of government agencies. Whether it's government schools or the TSA, it doesn't matter. Government agency failure always results in the demand by the agency for more funding, mm-hmm. more tools, more bureaucrats.
I can almost hear it now.
Terrorists, according to, again, the TSA, the bringing a homemade bomb or bringing bomb parts and assembling them in the cabin is the top threat against aviation. A report on covert tests in 2002 found screeners failed to find fake bombs, dynamite, and guns 24% of the time. The TSA ran those tests shortly after it took over checkpoint screening from security companies. Tests earlier in 2002 showed screeners missing 60% of fake bombs. That's funny. How did such a drastic change happen? If the TSA was claiming that the old screeners were missing 60% of the bombs, then claiming they took over and were missing 24%, then 4 years later they're missing 60 to 70%, the TSA is, this is all questionable to me. The TSA missing only 24%, I question that. Very strange.
Well, they're not incentivized in the same way the market is, but I don't know.
And this is a weird claim. The TSA report says San Francisco screeners, remember the private screeners, face constant covert tests and are more suspicious. So they're better because there are more tests and they're better.
Mm-hmm. They'll probably get fired if they're if they miss too many bombs and guns.
Whereas, yeah, you're probably right.
You know, TSA agent, I don't know.
So they go back for remedial training. That's what it said here.
That's what they're going to have to go back for training. Well, they're understaffed as it is, understaffed from their point of view. They claim they need more TSA agents.
Right. Well, now we found out last night from reading an email from one of our listeners that not only are they going to need more TSA agents at airports, but you're going to start seeing Border Patrol agents at airports as well. Some people are already seeing this down in the Tucson area, for instance, and maybe some other areas along the southern border where airports, you've got the TSA screening checkpoint followed by the Border Patrol checkpoint where they're asking people what their citizenship is. They're asking people if they're U.S. citizens. So the screening will never stop. Do you people really believe, does anybody out there listening to this actually believe that the government's going to just kick back one day and say, bap, bap, terrorist threat's over. Yeah, take that TSA out. We'll go back to private screening and let the airlines decide. Yeah, we're just going to reduce the regulations. No more of this taking out the laptops. No more of the taking off your belts or your shoes. Everything's fine now. All clear. You think it's going to happen anytime in our lifetimes, Mark?
No.
No. They're going to get more and more intrusive, more and more, the whole program's going to get more expensive. They're going to get more outrageous with their demands as far as what you need to do to get through their screening. They'll start checking
more
people.
How much more outrageous can they get from a bottle? You can't have a bottle of water. You can't have a toiletry item more than 3 ounces.
Don't tempt them, Mark. They'll figure something out.
I just can't imagine. It's already an incredible pain in the butt.
I can't imagine either necessarily, but that doesn't mean they aren't busy.
They do additional shakedowns on people with, expired driver's licenses and things that have nothing to do with terrorism.
Look, just because you and I can't visualize the tyranny that the government will impose upon us doesn't mean they aren't busy thinking of new ways to inconvenience us.
I'm sure that's true.
It's sort of like the opposite of what we say about the marketplace. You know, just because we can't envision what the marketplace will do to come up with wonderful innovations.
Nor can we envision how tyrannical the government can get.
Right. Oh, my. 800-259-9231. Of course, just the madness doesn't end there at airports. The TSA, I wonder, how quickly do they identify the people who are the testers? Like, do they flash a badge once they get caught and everything's A-OK? Or have there ever been any incidents where the TSA will shut down a checkpoint? We've got possible bomb material over here. You've seen how they react to things. They overreact. They blow things out of proportion. People, they miss their planes. They miss their flights. And is it any wonder that less and less travelers are coming here internationally? We're losing significant amounts of people because of this harassment. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Including the live streams. Broadband version, dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
All right, so I'm looking at your list of show prep here, Mark, and I see something that looks interesting. Is this six ways to become a millionaire thing pretty good?
I haven't looked at it.
We'll come back to it. But in the meantime,
as early as I'd like to.
We started talking about the TSA and how they are just miserable at finding bombs and bomb parts, just awful. 60 to 75% of them get through. They miss that many of them. You asked the question, how much worse can it get? Right? They're already mandating you can't walk through a checkpoint with water. They're already mandating you have to have 3 ounces or less size travel toothpaste and things like that. So how much more absurd, how much more tyrannical, how awful can it get? Well, what we can always do is look over to other countries and see what they're doing and then see if there are any politicians that are interested in bringing those ideas over here. Now, we know that there are a number of politicians that are very, very intrigued by Great Britain and all of the police state technology and the sort of police state surveillance dome that they've put over the entire city, just canvassing the whole city with cameras all over the place and that sort of thing. So let's take a look over to the United Kingdom and see what they're doing in the world of security. The security state. This from an email, actually, from, not sure where this, the Daily Mail. Even George Orwell would be shocked. He described the sinister machinations of a totalitarian police state in his novel 1984 and laid bare the danger of eroding our basic civil liberties, including the right to freedom of speech and the right to privacy. Although he famously coined the phrase, Big Brother is watching you, even Orwell could not have foreseen just how prescient those words would prove to be. Today, in Tony Blair's Britain, which I naively voted into power 10 years ago, we have witnessed a breathtaking erosion of our civil liberties. The truth is, we're fast becoming an Orwellian state, our every movement watched, our behavior monitored, and our freedoms curtailed. Between May of 1997 and August of 2006, the new Labour Party created over 3,000 new criminal offences, taking in everything from a law against Polish potatoes, the Polish Potatoes Order of 2004, to one which made the creation of a nuclear explosion in Britain officially illegal. So apparently it was okay.
In case you were doing that in your garage in your spare time, now we have an ordinance.
Just goes to show, Mark, that even if it is legal to do those sorts of things, most people aren't going to do them. They hadn't had any nuclear explosions until the creation of that law. There has been the incredible number of CCTV cameras, a total of 4.2 million, more than the rest of Europe put together. And yesterday we learned that the government has agreed to let the EU...
And those CCTV cameras are basically doing nothing to stop crime.
That's correct.
Streetlights do more.
It's security theater. It's security theater in the airports, and it's security theater on the streets. And all it really is resulting in is the American people and the British people getting used to being harassed, getting used to having to strip down, getting used to following orders, and getting used to being watched. That's really all it really is. There's no real security going on.
We're all being trained, like Pavlov's dog.
And yesterday we learned the government has agreed to let the EU have automatic access to databases of DNA in order to help track down criminals, they say, even though many thousands of those on record are totally innocent. How did all this happen? Who allowed it? To try to answer these questions, I have made a film, Taking Liberties, about the attack on our freedoms. I uncovered a disturbing roll call of ancient basic rights which have been systematically destroyed in the self-serving climate of fear this government has perpetuated since the 9/11 attack. First, there was the act which banned the age-old right of protest within half a mile of Parliament without special police authorization. And who can forget?
In order to protest the government,
you have to get permission.
You have to get permission from the government.
Right. Well, you can do it outside of that half-mile radius, but...
Sure, we wouldn't want the politicians seeing that.
And that's just one of the examples of how they can slowly just continue to push the envelope. So they make it a half-mile radius,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes a mile radius. And then it becomes, 2 miles and 3 miles. And before you know it, you have to have a permit to protest anywhere in
the
city.
And as long as people see people getting hauled off for protesting, it's okay because, they get you more and more used to it.
Exactly. And so the same thing can happen here in America with the TSA. you know, just because you can't envision what else they can do in an airport doesn't mean they won't figure out something else to do outside of the airports. We already talked, we mentioned yesterday that in Indianapolis, they've actually seen TSA agents at bus stops. So imagine the same insanity that's going on in the airports expanding out to the roadways of America.
Yeah, that'll save us all.
So, and who can forget Walter Wolfgang, the pensioner who was dragged out of the Labor Party conference for daring to heckle the Home Secretary. He was detained under the Terrorism Act of 2000, which gives the police unprecedented
heckling terrorist
stop and search powers. And this 2005... In 2005 alone, the law was used to stop 35,000 people, this terrorism act, none of whom turned out to be a terrorist. But this is only the thin edge of the wedge. Our civil liberties enshrined in British law since the Magna Carta are being whittled away. There has been an unprecedented shift of power away from the individual and toward the state. But now this power is being used not to defeat terrorism, but to keep tabs on ordinary citizens. Mm. As well as a raft of repressive anti-terror legislation, there are the more insidious infringements of our freedom and privacy. We'll soon see the introduction of the vast National Identity Register, linking all databases, such as the DNA database, to which the EU will soon have access. The tentacles of these networks will intertwine until they form a vast state surveillance mechanism, which can track every detail of your life, from what books you borrowed from the library as a student, your sexual health, your DNA profile, your spending, and your whereabouts at any given moment in time. And
yeah, my understanding is that they'll be tracking what parents feed their kids and all that kind of good stuff,
correct,
too.
There's a children's database. I don't know if it's mentioned in this particular article, but these are things they're also looking at doing here in America. They want a national ID card. They want to put your health information on that card. They want to put an RFID chip in there. In fact, I heard that Florida is already issuing their new driver's licenses with RFID chips.
For those of you who are getting RFID chips in your driver's licenses, don't think that they work for you. There's two methods. I hear that the microwave isn't such a great method because it causes the chip to spark and then burn whatever item.
The card will look bad after that, yeah.
Right. What's probably better is to lay a cloth over the item and then smack it real hard with a hammer a few times. Then it's likely not to get as damaged because the cloth's over it and the RFID chip will be rendered inert.
So these are things that the U.S. government is wanting to bring out over here, more control, more information, more linking of databases. In fact, they're even creating a children's database in the U.K. to record truancy, diet, and medical history, and hundreds of thousands of doctors and bureaucrats and teachers will have access to this database and can theoretically write anything in it with no way for you to actually see what they've written.
Well, we know that doctors here in America are asking about people's, they're asking people's children about their
guns.
Parents' drinking habits,
drugs
that are
yeah.
in the house, all kinds of stuff.
Right, so we're seeing the snitch society on the rise here in America, and they've been
working on that. You've got to have a database for that information.
They've been working on that for years. More about what's going on in the UK. Again, look for some of these ideas to come over here very soon. They're working diligently, these government people, to control your life and take more of your freedoms. 800-259-9231. Does that make you feel safe? This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment,
One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include, the updates. Get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Send out an update today. As a matter of fact, it's a little late, but hey, they're free, so what do you want? The torrent for September's archives is now online. So you can go, and with literally one click, you can download an entire month's worth of the show. It's all for free.
How long does it take to do that download?
I started the download earlier today.
No, not you. How long does it take a person who clicks on the torrent, that one click to get the torrent?
Well, if you've got a torrent program, I mean, you'll have to have a torrent program, which is easy to get and install.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the torrent comes down, it immediately starts downloading. And mine downloaded this afternoon. I went out and did some ransom errands. And
it's a lot of audio. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's several hundred megabytes. So, anyway, it's free. FreeTalkLive.com, 800-259-9231. Sharing with you some of the things that are going on in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom. Some of the tyrannical police state garbage that's happening over there. And many of these things, these ideas, your loving American government is diligently working to implement here. Things like iris scans.
We have an international audience on our podcast, so it's not just your loving American government. It's, you know.
That's true.
They could very well be in Australia.
Thank you for that. And I'm sure the Australian government is busy implementing these ideas as well. But soon these things like iris scans, fingerprints, DNA, national ID cards, millions of closed-circuit television cameras. I mean, it's all coming soon. If it's not already in your city, many American cities have these cameras. They're installing them as we speak. And the checkpoints, you're going to see them spread out from the airports to the streets of America. We're already seeing that near the northern and southern borders of this country. So it is going to get worse. In fact, according to the article in the Daily Mail from the UK, they're working on just creating this vast surveillance mechanism, and new ID cards will be issued in 2009 to be used every time they carry out routine tasks over there, such as visiting the dentist. Soon, biometric data, including iris scanning, fingerprints, and DNA, will help to identify you further. And all the time, there are those CCTV cameras, 20% of the global total, even though Britain only has 0.2% of the world's population. New Labour has an absolute obsession with these devices. Soon, more sophisticated cameras will be able to recognize your face and the information matched to one of the national databases. But what you have to also understand is that they'll try to recognize your face.
Right.
So far, the software has proved to be buggy at best, and provide, at least when they tried it in Tampa, in Ybor City, it came up with a bunch of false matches. So the cops would be called out to an area to go and check on somebody.
Right, to pick up Osama bin Laden, when in fact it's just a guy with a big nose and a beard.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it's going to be very similar to all of these lists that these governments have. The no-fly list, for instance, here in America, where if your name matches the name on the list, doesn't matter if anything else matches. If your name matches, you get held off of an airplane. You can't fly. So look for these to expand as well. Look for
right,
more
and that's
lists
just not a one-time experience. You're pretty much stuck on the ground.
Right.
As soon as you show up on this no-fly list, you're pretty much stuck on the ground.
There's no way to challenge it. There's no way to contest the information. Anyway, so look for more sophisticated cameras soon, as well as all cars will eventually be fitted with a GPS chip, officially to simplify road tax payments, but they will also allow government agencies to track every vehicle in the country. Think that's not happening here? Go look at Washington. I believe it's either Washington State or Oregon, perhaps both. They're both looking into, one of those states is looking into a pilot program that's, I believe, going on right now with thousands of cars being equipped with these GPS tracking units, and instead of being charged at the pump for gas tax, allegedly, who knows, they might do them both. You know, they might charge you at the pump and charge you by the mile. But that's the idea. They want to transition to charging people by the mile because cars are getting better at using gasoline. So because cars are getting more efficient at utilizing the gas, the governments are saying, oh, we need more tax money, and so we're going to put a GPS chip on you.
Yep. We'll get more money out of you somehow.
There are, of course, more alarming implications to being constantly monitored, as Orwell understood. Soon we'll be living in an open-air prison. Some might ask, why does all this matter? Well, the answer to that is to surrender our identity and privacy so comprehensively as to give up something we'll never get back. Although New Labour says its mania for data gathering is all part of its plan to protect us, there's no guarantee that future governments won't use it to more malign ends.
Well, yeah, and you know, the protect us thing, wouldn't we all be better protected if we were really just put in little rubber rooms?
That's where
it's
going.
Each and every one of us put in a rubber room of our own to protect us from everything.
I'm just waiting for someone to propose
that. I don't want that kind of protection. Thank you.
But then that's just the problem here. None of us asked for this. We don't look. I did not contract for this protection job.
Even if somebody did ask for protection from the government, they don't have the right to give up my liberty and freedom in order to get that protection.
Yeah, exactly. Totalitarian regimes have, after all, always collected information on their citizens. Hitler pioneered the use of ID cards as a means of repression. The Belgians left Rwanda with a bloody legacy by implementing an ID card system which divided the population into Hutu and Tutsi.
When the 19th... Now, how do you think the Hutus managed to find out who the Tutsis were?
Exactly. When the 1994 genocide began, these cards proved a device for horrific ethnic cleansing, with 1 million people dying in 100 days.
You know, and that's the same way that it was the U.S. Census Bureau information that managed, that they used to find out who the Japanese people were during World War II, so that they could put them in internment camps.
Yep. The Stasi secret police in Soviet East Germany kept millions of files in order to keep track of everyone in the country. Of course, these examples are the extremes, but basic liberties such as privacy and free speech have been hard won over centuries, and history shows we should not allow them to be brushed aside. The shift away from individual freedom towards state power has happened slowly and almost without us noticing. Like so many others, I was proud to put a cross against the box next to New Labour in 1997 as a first-time voter, as I'm sure many people were very, very happy about voting for Republicans when they were told they were going to make government smaller.
Mm.
But now I've become shocked at the vast swath of new laws which have been introduced, most of them in response to terrorism. We're told this is all for the good. These laws and the surveillance cameras and ID cards will stop the terrorists. Is that the case? Sadly not. The London bombers carried ID and were observed on closed-circuit television, and of course it did nothing to stop them from committing their terrible crime. Intelligence experts say most information leading to genuine breakthroughs has come from informants, not through random tracking or surveillance of the general population. In any case, liberty and security aren't balanced.
Are you suggesting that police work is the best way to find these criminals, rather than just cracking down on all of our liberties?
Yes, apparently that is the case.
There's just too many of us for the police agencies to watch. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Oh, but Mark, they've found that some of the cameras in America are helping catch drug dealers.
I'm sure that they're catching drug dealers. I, for one, do not want to have to pay for that.
In any case, liberty and security aren't balanced on some delicate equilibrium, as the Home Secretary would have us believe. History has shown us that it's precisely when you undermine people's basic rights that they mobilize toward radical groups. After all, one of the greatest recruiters for the IRA in Northern Ireland was the policy of internment, under which people were imprisoned without trial. So the more oppressive a government becomes, the more likely it is that people will radicalize.
Absolutely true. Why wouldn't they?
Stop-and-search laws applied to Britain's Muslim communities will simply polarize those groups. Instead, we need them to help us protect the country from terrorism. It's not all doom and gloom, of course, as I hope my film reflects, which again is Taking Liberties, is what it's called. His website is noliberties.com. The sheer absurdity of the bewildering array of idiotic new laws has given us an abundance of bizarre and hilarious situations for our documentary. But behind this dark comedy is something much more disturbing. Faced with the threat of terrorism, the government has told us we must lay down our freedoms for our lives. Perhaps it has forgotten the millions of people from past generations who have laid down their lives for freedom. And I think we owe it to those people to turn this tide. Now, the only way that that tide is going to turn is by people actually doing something about this. I mean, it's good to write articles because it brings awareness, but you're going to have to refuse the ID card. It's going to come to a point where they're going to ask you to do something for your safety, and you're going to have to say no. So the question is, where is that point going to be for you? Are you going to take the national ID card when your local state tries to shove it down your throat?
Are you going to give up your guns
when they come and ask for them, which they've done? They did it after Hurricane Katrina. Don't think it won't happen again. 800-259-9231. Where is your line in the sand? When will you say no to this tyranny? This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can grab anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are for free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and order some cool Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies. It's getting cold in many places in America and around the world, so why not keep warm with a Free Talk Live hoodie? Good idea.
The hoodies are nice and thick, and they have good brass zippers.
Good stuff. And then they have the unzippered versions as well, just the pullover style. So you can get both of them if you want. Anyway, store.freetalklive.com. There's other things there, too, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Good quality products. We did not skimp out on the merchandise for you. Anyway, store.freetalklive.com. On the way, I have just been alerted during one of the breaks that letters have come out of the jail that Lauren Canario is being held at. Our friend who was arrested a couple of weeks ago now, it's been actually 2 weeks since she's been thrown in a jail cell for driving without having her government papers. Talk about the police state, talk about the surveillance society and demanding papers. Our friend has been in jail for this, and finally, we've gotten some actual letters that have come out. They've been scanned in. I'm going to review them during the top of the hour news, and we'll share some stuff with you, hopefully, next hour. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to the phones to talk to David, listening on WAIS in Ohio. Hello, David.
Oh, I want to say I agree with you guys a lot.
Okay, great.
A friend of mine said that back in the day when the DSM was out, they used to say police had authoritarian disorder.
Wait, what's the DSM? I'm sorry.
The diagnostic.
That what?
Diagnostic is for psychologists use it.
And what is this now? Some sort
of diagnostic systems manual.
And what was it? What about it? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They used to label police as
Or as a disorder. So
yeah.
the way the police act when they're on the job is actually a disorder.
That's what the DSM said, but people found out about it and they said, uh-uh. You know?
How long ago was this, that this was in that manual?
The manual was published in 1952.
I see. Very good. And I agree with you. I mean, it's a sickness. And if you look at things like the Stanford Prison Experiment, you'll see that you can take a regular person who doesn't have this authoritarian disorder or demeanor, put them in an authoritarian role, and they will mold themselves to it. They will become a sick authoritarian freak. And that's why we just don't need to have these positions of power around in the first place. David, thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That's interesting. I didn't know that. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, I tell you.
I haven't studied I don't know necessarily what he's saying is 100%
true. I'm taking his word for it.
There you go.
I don't have time to verify all the claims made on this show.
Yeah, no way.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box here. And then maybe in the next hour we'll talk about Lauren Canario and the six things you can do to become a millionaire.
What about the Limbaugh stuff? Or the Limbaugh
question? We'll try to pack it all in, man. But if we can't get to Limbaugh tonight, I don't know. Millionaire stuff sounds pretty sexy.
All right, let's do the millionaire stuff self-contained. The Limbaugh one relates to last night where we were chatting.
Right. We'll do it all. We'll get to it eventually, I promise. But here's the one with the email from John. He says, you guys claim the free market will protect consumers, and I'm certain that this is so. The problem is, the market protects by a process of trial and error. Ian readily admitted that less astute consumers will suffer in a libertarian system, but may one day change their habits if it becomes financially sound to do so. I ask you then, how many people will die or become seriously ill in the conversion from a governmentally regulated food market to a libertarian one? Well, first of all, I don't think that less astute consumers will suffer any more in a more libertarian system than they do today.
Right. Restaurants have no, there's no benefit to a restaurant in selling you a sandwich for $10 and having you die rather than come back and buy another sandwich from them.
Right.
Also, the statistics show that, in fact, it's not restaurants that are giving people food poisoning, even though they say that it comes from restaurants. Mm-hmm. Largely, they're getting it at home. It's food poisoning from stuff that they have at the house that they should have tossed out. They didn't properly refrigerate, those kind of things.
Or it's a simple mistake of, you know, picking up the chicken and not washing your hands before doing something else with your hands. That sort of thing. Those easy things to overlook. Those are what are poisoning people, not restaurants. But nonetheless,
And some restaurants absolutely have poisoned people in the past. You know, they've gotten food poisoning from restaurants. I just want to say that, in fact, if you get food poisoning, you will think first, who fed me? Before mm-hmm. you think, what did I do?
Right.
That's just it's just normal human it's just a normal human thing to do, and it's really unfair to the restaurants. Restaurants absolutely want you to come back. The specific question he's asking, I think, is probably one of the easiest things for the market to answer. I think there's a lot more difficult issues for the market to handle.
I would answer his question, but he says, how many people will die or become seriously ill in the conversion from a government regulated food market to a libertarian one? I would say zero, or close to it. Because what we have today is a situation where these restaurants barely ever see an inspector.
Right. A government inspector may come through once a year, look at the ceiling tiles, look at the floor, and, you know, they're out of there. Unless they've been tipped off for some reason or another.
Well, unless the restaurateur is a politically activist sort of person, and then they'll be targeted.
Right. Or you get some guy who's got, you know, he's just got this vendetta. He's got to get out there and make sure all the restaurants in the world are run perfectly. But a lot of the chain restaurants test themselves.
They sure do.
They test themselves on a more regular basis, and the tests are far more thorough.
And they're random as well. They'll just show up.
So they essentially, they're accrediting themselves, these chain restaurants. But if people do want to know that the restaurants they're going to are safe and clean and unlikely to poison them. And there's already all kinds of rating services for restaurants. Zagat's is out there, for instance. I don't see why Zagat's wouldn't get into the business of rating restaurants, very quickly rating restaurants as to whether they're healthy and sanitary.
Absolutely. The reason why restaurants are safe today is not because of government regulation, but because it's in their best interest to be safe. But he goes on. He says, what if this possible scenario? Society switches to a libertarian market and a direct-to-consumer meat packing company is created. By the way, those already exist.
Right.
There is
they'll knock on your door.
Yeah.
Try to sell you some meat.
There's no middleman like Kroger to examine the meat before putting it up for sale. which is what Mark claimed would protect the consumer. The company opens an outlet in New Hampshire, and many people purchase meat. Nearly all of the people who purchase the meat become very ill due to foodborne illnesses. How could this happen? Doesn't the company want to make money? Perhaps they were trying to get away with subpar meat to maximize profit. Perhaps it was just a mistake. The company decides its reputation in New Hampshire is shot and sells off the new outlet. Company incurs very little
sell
loss.
Sell off to whom? I mean, exactly how are you going to sell off your company that's just poisoned half of New Hampshire? I don't think your stock's going to be very good, Pally.
Yeah, you have to remember, again, to even try to make a point, the people that are critical of our position have to go out to the extreme. And I think
right. And so what he's done is he's gone to the extreme and saying that, in fact, a large portion of the people in a particular state are going to buy meat direct from a business. I mean, ask OmahaSteaks.com.
How they're doing.
Yeah, exactly how much of the meat market they've managed to corner. They have good products, and people want to buy their meat at the store where they can look at it first.
Absolutely. The company incurs very little loss. Odds are very few people will hear of their diseased meat outside of New Hampshire, and 299 million of the 300 million consumers in America are still prepared to do business with them. What protection does the market offer the rest of the country? Are we to place our faith in the media that spent a month mourning the loss of Anna Nicole to spread the story of the diseased meat?
Look, if one cow is diagnosed with mad cow disease here in the United States, the media is all over it. The media loves a good pestilence and destruction story. Believe me, the very thought that avian flu might sweep through America, they talk about it. How about the old flesh-eating virus? Media loves this stuff. If several hundred, even several thousand people came down with illness from meat in one state, it would be national news like you wouldn't believe.
Absolutely. Libertarian market, he claims, offers no protection to consumers who buy a product directly from a manufacturer.
Other than suing the company.
Except for after, other than their reputation being completely
right.
ruined.
How about, do you remember the story with the E. coli and the spinach?
Sure.
Swept through America. Now, how many people got sick from that?
Not many.
How many people died from that?
A handful?
I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody died. But we're talking about very few people. And that was just E. coli in spinach. How about if we're talking about selling rotting meat, somehow or another people are going to buy this rotting meat.
Right.
I guess it's been injected with some colors or something and sold out of the back of trucks. By the way, if you're buying your meat out of backs of trucks, you're taking a risk.
Caveat emptor. And there are people today selling meat out of the backs of trucks. It happens today. Has this guy never had one of these meat salesmen knock on his front door?
I've had several. And they have a little spiel. Oh, the boss wants me to unload this meat.
Right, it's the end of my day. I got extra meat. Got to get rid of it. You don't know who these people are. They hand you a brochure, but they're selling you the meat right then. They could be anybody.
Yeah, could be any brochure.
And the meat could be anything.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the company
right.
that the brochure came from.
Buyer beware today and always. And in the liberty-oriented marketplace, companies that want to do business for longer than a week are going to put in protections. It's just how business works. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today. Thank you.